Aubrey, you wanna go to children's church? You can follow Beth here if you'd like. All right. Our message this morning is going to be from several passages of Scripture. And I've entitled this message, Mary, Did You Know? And we know this song that has been around for quite a while. Actually, it was written by Mark Lowry back in 1984. And it is a popular song by many vocalists and artists from country to many gospel artists. And the reason Mark Lowry wrote this song, he was thinking about maybe some questions he would like to ask Mary about Jesus. And that's why he entitled it, Mary, Did You Know? So, in these scriptures today, I have many scripture pictures from his birth to his crucifixion, which is all a part of the things that Mary dealt with in her life and the things that we deal with in our life as well. And then in life itself, we have a lot of questions along the way. When things happen, we wonder, why did this happen? What took place? And maybe talk to one another about it, or ask ourselves, or even ask God. He don't mind for us asking. We just don't ever want to doubt why things happen, because meaning things happen for a reason in our life to help strengthen us in our faith. So first of all, we're going to be, well, the first stanza, I'm going to let you, the first stanza of this song said, Mary, did you know that your baby would one day walk on water? And Jesus did that. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save your sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And that goes along with 2 Corinthians 5:17. If we're in Christ, we become new creation or a new creature. Old things have passed away, new things have come. And that's a child that you delivered would deliver you. So this is what the theme will be about Mary, Did You Know? So let's look first of all at the introduction of the first part would be, as the song suggested, was Mary in need of deliverance or salvation, although she bore a holy child. And then secondly, did Mary know, as the song asked, did she ever know why the child had been delivered and had come into this world? So these are some of the questions that that we will see in the scriptures today. So let's begin with Mary was troubled. In verse 29, the last verse that I read, well, we'll read here in a few minutes. Let's look at that first. Verse 26 says, Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. And we talked about Joseph last Sunday. Of the descendants of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. Another scripture said, favored one and blessed one. And in verse 29, but she was very perplexed at this statement and kept wondering what kind of situation this was. I'm sure she was perplexed and wondering, you know, did Gabriel angel Gabriel coming like he did. So in verse 29 is one we're going to be focused on at this moment. We see that Mary was troubled at the angel's saying, and she considered what manner of situation this was. First of all, we might have to wonder, why was she troubled? Would you be troubled if you was approached by an angel or someone not unexpectedly? Well, Mary likely would have been troubled at these things because of her own humility. And that's why the Bible said that she was favored. God knew her heart. He knows everyone in our hearts, right? He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're going to do. So we always need to be on our best behavior, right? We always want to be humble in spirit. We always want to be blessed by God. So Mary worshiped the Lord and was humble before him. And she realized her state of righteousness before a holy God. And she couldn't figure out why an angel would appear to her and call her favored or blessed. So the reason why Mary was favored and blessed is not just that she would be the one to carry and give birth to the Son of God, but she had received a revelation. Now, again, I explained this revelation to our study group sometime. Revelation is something that we do not know, but it is revealed to God personally, but audibly. He often has let prophets see in the heaven or see things that they have not seen before in order to know that God is the one providing this information. And when it becomes inspiration, it's something that we witness in life. And this was a revelation because he sent Gabriel. So I want to stop right here and make a crucial and tremendous point. See, she was favored and she was blessed. But also, Jesus is the Savior of all who and understand who he is and who accepts him as their personal Savior. That's who Jesus is. And that's what Mary would soon know after his birth as he grew up among everyone at that time and came into this world to be the Savior of the world. So Mary believed in faith. So when we believe in God, we are given faith. Well, we need faith to believe in God and confess our sin and be saved. But Mary believed that that what she had heard would come to pass. But she clung to the words through the years as she tried to put or piece these things together. As difficult parts of the prophecy of Gabriel, and it would come true, and it did come true. So Mary wanted her faith become reality. And she wanted to understand more about what she had heard. So now, let's move on to the second part of this. Mary kept the words. Whatever she heard, she kept the words. She reflected upon them. She meditated. She pondered on these statements. So now let's look into Luke chapter 2, 15 and 16. 15 through 19, rather. First of all, verse 15 says, when the angel had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying one to another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and seeing this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and found there their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in a manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this Christ child. And all who heard it wondered the statement, at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all of these things, pondering them in her heart. That's what Mary was doing. So, going or looking at verse 19 here, is one that we're going to focus on here at this time. Before we look at this verse, looking at verse 17, it says that the shepherds made known what had been told them concerning the child that had been born. Now, going back to verse 11, they were told, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now, I want us to focus on this right here, right now. The angels could appear to anyone in the world, the rich or the high esteem, the fame, the kings, and so forth, but they chose to come to some lowly shepherds in the fields. And shepherd was not looked upon as up class or standard people because they was unlearned, they was out, that's where they lived, out in the fields, keeping their flocks and so forth. And that's why God sent the angels to the shepherd, because they were lowly in spirit. They were not married. They would believe. They would better understand because they believed in God and they was holy, even though they were not thought of as upstanding citizens or people in the world. So when Mary was told by the shepherd that Jesus is Christ the Lord, she kept this information to herself. She kept it in her heart, as verse 19 said. Mary, all through the Gospels, when she heard something, she pondered, she reflected upon it. I want to encourage you today, as you read the Word of God, and I hope you do. I hope you read it each day as a devotion or something to lift up your spirits through each day, especially this time of the year, and ponder and reflect upon what the Scripture means and how it can change your life. It changed Mary's life. It changed the shepherd's life. It changed everyone's life. It's changed this world. This world has never been the same since Christ came into this world to be our Savior. So Mary did understand the significance of what she heard. She understood. And Mary, being a Jew, surely knew the prophecies concerning the Messiah that always was foretold in the Old Testament. The revelation that I was talking about a while ago were not enough to help her understand what the Messiah could do for her personally. So Mary was a special, special favored person. Many of us, think about this, many of us are aware of the Old Testament understanding of the Messiah was a militant warrior. And that's what many people wanted. That's what the Jews were expecting. A militant warrior who would vindicate Israel, revenge of the Jewish people who had been in bondage for hundreds and hundreds of years. Which means they were looking for a king to conquer and to kill. But he came as a meek and humble Savior, the Messiah, the Deliverer. That's why he came. And if we don't understand that, but that is the reason that he came into this world. And going back to verse 19, Mary treasured all of these things. She pondered them in her heart. She treasured what she heard as though the words were extremely valuable. And by comparing what she had heard to what she would eventually behold, she would then come to understand in what way her child was the Christ child and the Savior. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 2, verses 33 and 35. And she and his father, which would be Joseph, earthly, but the heavenly father, and Mary, the mother, were amazed at the things which were being said about Jesus. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed. And a sword would pierce even your own soul to the end that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Pretty profound, huh? Going from birth to now being perplexed and pierced and married and the baby was going to be coming. Imagine a baby going through all of this in life, the things that we experience, but it was for a reason. God's plan from the very beginning of time. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says, from the very beginning of time, He knew us. And then He was going to send a Savior to this world in order that we might identify with Him. And He would reconcile us through Jesus Christ to the Father. And then, as we accept Him as our personal Savior into our hearts and into our lives, then we would be sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. See, in verse 34, we see how Jesus was prophesied to cause many people to fall. In Peter 2:8, Peter was one of Jesus' disciples. He was one of the rambunctious. He was always going ahead doing things before he thought about it. But Jesus knew his heart, and he used Peter in a mighty, mighty way. And this is what Peter, after he learned and watched Jesus and witnessed Jesus and his compassion and the things that Jesus went to, this is what Peter said in 1 Peter 2:8, that Christ is a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. So Jesus knew the hearts of all of those who opposed him. And that way, he became a stumbling block because people didn't accept Jesus who he was. Peter recognized this as well. So Jesus would cause many to fall as they rejected him. But he would also cause many people in Israel to rise because God chose Israel to be his witnesses to all the world. But they did not all accept him as true Messiah. Then many of them fall, but many of those who did receive Christ and accepting him as the true Messiah, they rose up. God raised them up as well. So this means that those who heed his word, you and I, as we heed his words, we will be exalted. This was a revelation that yet was to be realized with Mary. And then looking at verse 35, the last verse says that a sword would pierce through Mary's own soul. You imagine if that would be your child, and all these things would happen, and eventually your child was going to be crucified like Jesus was, you would be pierced. Just even hear the words, but they acknowledge it and see it as she did, as she was placed on the cross. She was pierced in her soul. That was her child. That was her Savior, and she was very, very tears for what she saw. Now, in John chapter 19, verse 26, Mary was faced with the reality of who her son was, really was. And this verse says that when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple, that disciple was John. John was the only disciple that came to the foot of the cross, stood beside Mary, and Jesus looked out. Mary said, "Mary, behold your son." He didn't say mother, he said Mary. And John, "Behold your mother," means you take care of her. She is your responsibility now. See the compassion that Jesus had when he was on the cross to take care of Mary. See, I'm sure that at that moment, Mary's heart was pierced as she saw her son hanging on the cross to pay the sins of the world for mankind. Her heart was pierced by both astonishment and grief. Jesus was bearing the sins of the world. However, I also believe that Mary was at some point pierced and convicted of who the child within her really was. Now, Mary remembered his words. All through the years he was growing up, when he was in the temple, when they left and then Jesus wasn't with them, they had to go back. And Mary said, "Jesus, we've been looking for you. Where you been?" "I've been right here in the temple. I've been doing my father's business." And as they were going back to Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Mary pondered all of these things. The first miracle, you think about that, when they ran out of the good wine and so forth. And servants come to Mary. "Mary, we're out. What will her do?" Mary goes to Jesus. She said, "Jesus, son, they're out of wine. What that have to do with me? My time has not yet come." Simple question, simple answer. Mary goes back to the servants and says, "Whatever Jesus tells you to do, just do it." And then she walks away and ponders and reflects upon what Jesus said. See, all of these things was going through her heart and mind as Jesus spoke the word. As the word is spoken to us, we can ponder these things. We can visualize within our hearts and our mind the things that Mary was going through. Did we know, or do we know, the significance of the things that all occurred from his birth to the cross? Very, very significant. Chapter 24, verse 1 through 10. As I'm coming to a conclusion here. But this is a resurrection, from the birth to the resurrection. Here, verse 1 says, "But on the first day of the week, the early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus. While they were perplexed," there's that word perplexed again, "about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee.'" Here's this reflecting going on in Mary's life. In verse 7, "saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words. There it is. They remembered his words. and returned from the tomb and reported all of these things to 11 and to the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James. Also the other women with them were telling these things to the apostles. The ladies were the first ones at the tomb. So as we look at and summarize the latter part of this message, Mary remembered his words. She learned the truth about Messiah. It all came together. And all of this should come together for us as well as we celebrate Christmas. His birth, what went through his life, the 3.5 years of ministry here on this earth. Instead of understanding him as someone who would just cause people to fall and rise in earthly militants and power, Mary remembered that she had kept in her heart all of the words that Jesus had spoken to her. She made the connection between what she had been pondering and actually happened in each of these circumstances that she witnessed. Mary realized that Jesus would cause many people to be resurrected or rise up, not to earthly prestige or glory, but to rise up eternal existence. You see, anyone who understands Jesus as the resurrected Lord and who believes that he overcame death will be resurrected with him one of these days. And in conclusion here, and these are important questions. You know, Mark Lowry asked the question through Mary, did you know? The Bible asked the question. Jesus asked questions to an answer. So I want to ask this morning, do you know Jesus personally? Do you know him? Rick says he does, and I know he does. I baptized Rick.
Yes, he did.
Has the word pierced your soul as it did Mary? Going back to Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing wind, and all of these things that the Jews had witnessed in moving into Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached that famous message to all of the ones, over 3,000 that was present that day. And he reminded them of all the things that took place in all these years that I just read, that they had rejected the Messiah, the true Messiah. And then it said that they were pierced. They were perplexed in the heart, realizing that everything that Jesus had said upon this earth up to that point of his death, and now that Peter standing before them and reminding them what had taken place all through that period of time of Jesus' life, that their sins nailed him to the cross. They were pierced to the soul, realizing they had sinned. They repented. Acts chapter 2:38, Peter looked at him directly and said, repent for the remission of sin and be baptized.
Yep.
And 3,000 souls were saved that day. Those were Jews, the ones just like you and I that nailed Jesus to the cross. They went back and remembered the words that Jesus had spoken. And then it all came together just like it did for Mary, realizing they were wrong. Jesus was right. It was right because it was the fulfillment from the very beginning of the foundations of the earth, as Ephesians chapter 1:4 tells us. All of that took place for that reason. Are you questioning whether he rose from his grave in order to conquer sin and death for us. You see, we see right here that Mary was like just many of us before we came to know Christ as our Savior. A lot of questions, a lot of reflecting, a lot of pondering, until the Holy Spirit really convicted us. Yes, all of this is truth. And she had many questions in her heart, but she eventually came to understand that Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
That's right.
So Mary did know. She did know. And the final statement here this morning, as the Bible always says, Jesus is the true gift of life. The best decision that any of us can ever make is accept the true gift of life, and that's Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, we praise you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for all these scriptures that helps us to reflect, ponder from your birth to your death, but resurrection, and now in glory. Sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for each one of us here this day. And when we don't even know how to pray, or what even to ask, you tell us that Jesus Christ, your Son, and the Holy Spirit intercede. That's called intercession. To help us, to give us insights and understanding how you want to work in our lives, how you want to come into our lives to give us that hope. And that hope is in Christ Jesus. All we have to do is believe, trust. Many times Jesus reminded his disciples, you know who sent me, the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me or through me. That's the only way. He is the door of life. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and fellowship. Our scripture says, sup, which is fellowship with you and you with me. That's as simple as this. That's simple. And I pray for you, is anyone here in this sanctuary or anyone listening that don't know you personally, they can this very moment. By saying yes to you. And then we have eternal life. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your precious gift. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.